Well, our well-read read and done by yours truly, was about abolishing fares and otherwise seeking justice in our mass transit systems. And in the pursuit of that, I have brought on a member of the Pacific Northwest Youth Liberation Front to talk about a rally that they are organizing on November 29th for fare enforcement justice and no fares. Welcome to KABU, Anthemis.
Hello there.
So, you know, we heard the well-read read, which kind of laid out a lot of the broad particulars of what the stakes are with mass transit today. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about the rally, when and where it is, and the specific demands you're going to be raising?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're having the rally at Pioneer Courthouse Square on November 29th, Black Friday, at 12 p.m. The specific demands we're having are, one, ending any and all contracts with G4S, a security company that has a multi-million dollar contract with ICE, despite TriMet's constant claims that it doesn't work with ICE, it still supports this company. Besides that, also the abolition of any and all fares and continued service and even upgraded service to previously disenfranchised neighborhoods like Black, Brown, working class neighborhoods that historically haven't had access to nearly as much public transit as other more white, more rich neighborhoods.
And isn't one of the demands kind of following on the abolition of fares, the reassignment of those people whose job it is to collect and enforce them?
Yeah, absolutely. We aren't here to take anyone's jobs. We're not here to get anyone fired over this. These people just are trying to get a job and happen to pick a bad one.
Right.
So we don't want to force them into poverty. We want them reallocated to other in-need jobs that TriMet has, like even bus drivers. I know they're constantly hiring.
Right. So the Pacific Northwest Youth Liberation Front is organizing this. How did this become a priority for your organization?
So we are an anti-fascist group founded around the axis of liberation of youth. We want young people to not be forced into poverty, forced into oppression. And specifically, the issue of mass transit came up multiple times when people would show up hours and hours late to our meetings or just wouldn't be able to make it at all because they were a couple of blocks away and couldn't afford bus fare. So really, it came up for us because this is a big issue for us, for all kinds of youth in Portland, even with like student passes and youth passes. A lot of us aren't in school. A lot of us can't afford a youth pass. So it's really, this is a direct issue that youth in Portland schools, in Beaverton, and all the surrounding Portland metro area are facing. And it came up for us because we want to stand up and say something about it. And more fare enforcement isn't going to help us with that.
Yeah, I remember that under Charlie Hale's administration, mayor of Portland, a few years ago, they changed the way the city subsidized the youth passes. What's the status on that program? Because I know in the Up With Riders campaign, they talk about reinstating that.
Yeah, so OPAL specifically, can't remember the acronym right now, but OPAL has been working to reinstate and even upgrade youth passes for years and years. I can't remember exactly how long the campaign has been going on, but they've really been hammering it out. And they specifically, I think, want to raise the age of youth passes to 18, but I am not entirely updated on that project.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that TriMet contracts with G4S, which is also known for receiving like training and like brutal tactics from the Israeli defense forces. How is fare enforcement part of or reflecting militarization in society more broadly, do you think?
Right. So G4S is the company that is staffed in most of the private prisons around America. They are basically a private militia with multiple, like numerous abuses of power that have been documented. They've been forcing people down under their boot for years and years, and TriMet and other public mass transit systems continue to use them, and this is really like a pretty direct reflection of how America is a little under the boot here. We're all being subjugated, being pushed down with police brutality, state repression, all kinds of horrible, horrible practices. And this is just a microcosm of the greater world where that's happening en masse to millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that mass transit is, you know, beyond the question of militarization, just a social and ecological imperative, and why we need to extend it?
So mass transit gets riders off the road. It gets drivers into a bus instead of their own personal one-person car. So even like companies like Uber, Lyft, all kinds of like rideshare things, well, a great service if you need a ride sometimes don't help with that. So things like public mass transit get thousands and thousands of people off the street into one vehicle that will that really brings down the amount of pollution being put into the air. That was the justification, or that was the reasoning behind putting up the free fare square downtown, because they really pushed the green angle, which is a great idea. The entire point of mass transit, besides getting people around, is it gets riders off the road. It decreases congestion, it reduces like the safety hazard to pedestrians by bringing less cars on the road. So it's really like a social imperative that we continue to have this service, and bumping up fare is just gonna kill it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Youth Liberation Front has said that it uses the St. Paul's principles, which include respecting a diversity of tactics. When it comes to fare enforcement justice, what's the place of policy and legislation? What's the place of direct action and solidarity?
So groups like OPAL have been doing like legislation and even like small protests, or even pretty large protests, for a while in Portland specifically. But there's been a real lack of direct action, of civil disobedience, of things that could be perceived as like powerful against transit specifically, against TriMet specifically. So we are encouraging people to engage with a diversity of tactics. If you think you can organize something that'll help encourage people to use transit in a safe way that will push this fare enforcement injustice back, that's absolutely something we're encouraging. And we're also encouraging people to text OPAL's hotline, which they set up with the Up With Riders campaign, for updates on their events specifically, because they really are holding it down, and we are just here to help and here to push even further, push even harder behind them.
Yeah, I look to what's going on in New York with the protests that we reported on happening over the weekend in response to a lot of the same stuff that we're talking about today here in Portland. Chile, as we mentioned earlier, was itself triggered by a mass fare evasion campaign that was led by high schoolers. They refer to them as secondary school students, but they're high schoolers basically. And so I'm wondering, you know, whether these are showing us the way in terms of like a new direction or a new line of attack with the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. With the New York fare strikes, CrimeThink, a big umbrella group that puts out a lot of media, has just recently called for a nationwide fare strike on the 29th, which coincides with both Portland's our Pacific Northwest rally in the Pioneer Square, and also coincides with an action in Seattle by our sister group, the Seattle YLF. So, like, there's a lot of momentum right now. There's a lot of new tactics being tried, and it's really encouraging and really uplifting to see so many people rallying behind it.
All right, to just wrap things up, could you repeat the info about the rally and how folks can find out more about it or the Youth Liberation Front?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find out more info about the Youth Liberation Front on any social media at PNWYLF. On Facebook, it's Pacific Northwest YLF, the whole thing. And you can meet us at the rally at Pioneer Square at noon on Black Friday. There's also a small anti-Black Friday action going on a little beforehand that we aren't putting on, but a lot of us will probably still be around there then.
All right. Thank you for coming on and talking about this important issue and how we're taking action on it in Portland, Anthemus.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town. The people on the bus should ride for free, ride for free, ride for free. The people on the bus should ride for free to combat climate change. The cops on the bus make us all unsafe, all unsafe, all unsafe. The cops on the bus make us all unsafe, all around the town. The cars on the road will go away, go away, go away. The cars on the road will go away if mass transit's free.